The following is a presentation of Foosball Radio. Foosball Radio. On the road.
And here we are, back again already. We were just on with Sammy Dijon. Now Sammy and I have come back with none other than Tommy Yohr. Tommy Yohr Jr. From Florida, but no, he's now living in Albany, New York. And we're much, much richer for it, having you in our midst. But Tommy, TKO, it's almost over. So give us a quick look back. What happened for you this weekend? How'd it go?
For me, it went pretty well. I would say that I didn't accomplish everything I wanted to.
Okay.
I would say that I didn't play as well as I think I should have, especially in doubles. But I definitely learned a lot about where I need to be mentally and in my matches.
Okay.
And it was this whole weekend was just a huge grind for me. Like every match was close, especially in doubles and in singles as well.
Right.
It was really cool to have. It was really cool to have the open singles final the way they did.
Yep.
But where they shut off all the matches and they had like the news crew there. That was cool. That was cool to be a part of that.
We were just talking to Sam, who was playing Ryan just before you.
Yeah.
And to have that kind of crowd, I mean, how do you feel when there's a bunch of people there cheering and making noise? And how does that affect you?
So it shouldn't.
Okay.
It can a little bit. It was a good experience to be in that moment.
Yep.
For sure. It didn't affect me, but I was like, it bothered me a little bit, but it was still like, I learned what I needed to do.
Right.
It when I'm in that moment.
Right.
So,
exactly.
So it was a really good experience.
That Ryan Moore match, in fact, that just seemed surreal in some ways. You had some really great moments in the match, but his two row got lit up. I mean, wow.
Yeah, his two bar is the best.
The best there
best
is.
Best in the world right now.
Yeah,
for sure. He's very smart, and he knows how to work all his options. He's very patient and. Every time he gets the ball on the two bar, he doesn't waste shots. It's,
yep.
So you all like every time you have to be ready, and he's really good at punishing mistakes. Like that's the reason why he scored so well on me. Like he would realize like I lit up and I wasn't fully engaged, and he took advantage of it. So yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, at one time, of course, was considered one of the best in the world, as you are now. And then when Sam and I were talking about it, we were sharing the fact that, back in the day when he first played Ryan, what were you like, 10, 11 years old? And there's a lot of learning that goes on in that that period of time. So next time you meet Ryan on the table, what's going to be different?
I'm gonna have to think about that. I don't really have anything specific right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to definitely have to consider it. To be honest, I wasn't expecting him to be here this weekend.
Yeah.
So that caught me off guard a little bit.
Sure. Now, let's talk about open doubles. Because open doubles is a different deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very surprising that Ryan lost to. Dewey and Shannon. Like,
yes.
Obviously Dewey and Shannon are great players, but it still surprised me that they lost because Paul's been playing so great right now.
Right.
And Ryan, I knew Ryan was going to block Dewey a decent amount, I would think, but I don't know. I didn't watch the match. I think Dewey played really well.
Okay, I gotcha. So you're expecting that you would have been facing Ryan in the finals.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, like, we were playing on table one, they were playing on table two, and when we saw we won, I was like, oh, that changes things.
Yeah.
I was like, holy cow, all right. Because, I like, fully expected to play them in the finals, but Dewey's a beast.
Yeah. Oh, those guys are, they're charged up, man. They like to yell a lot.
Yeah. I knew Shannon was going to get fired up. Honestly, I thought Shannon was going to get more fired up. I felt like he seemed he seemed more tame than I thought he was going to be in the finals.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is you had probably one of the best goalies in the world right now in the pit.
For sure.
You got Eric, who's just, well, he's a legend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's top three goalie right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially the snake shot defense is top three.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. He's very intelligent with his defense. And he's also really quick too.
Right.
People don't know how quick Eric is. Like, there's so many times where you shoot a shot and you think it's there, but then he reacts to it and blocks it. So
okay,
he's tough.
So we got Sammy with us here. Sammy, what do you want to say? What do you want to say about having Tommy in our midst? What would you like to say? Oh, then we got to turn your microphone on. That helps.
Huh?
Got your microphone on now.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't on.
Oh, it definitely improves, like, the play level in our area.
Yeah.
It really does. Definitely helps. Just because, obviously, it's not a big area for foosball. Unless
we're
having, like, a smashdown or something.
Well, up until recently, anyway. Things were improving.
Yeah, until recently.
What exactly would you like to learn from Tommy?
I really do not know. There's not much to learn from. Our games are
similar.
They're similar, but they have our differences.
Well, we know that Tommy's taken a lot of cues from people like Tony Spraderman. Would that be similar for you?
On like the goalie on defense, I have taken a little inspiration from you.
Okay. Cool.
Like with the post up defense.
So we have a smashdown coming up March 30th. Would you guys play together?
No, I'm playing with you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Never mind. We actually, that was a lot of fun, man. We played the smashdown back in the last episode of the smashdown, and man, that was. We played against you guys, you and Kevin Westcott. Oh, man. There's nothing quite like that feeling of being in an intense match. But anyway, I'm a rookie. What can I tell you? Tommy, your turn. What do you want to tell Sammy about improving?
He needs to get more fire.
More fire.
Yeah, he's too. The thing is, He's been good at. He stays at like one level the whole time. Like he's very
unemotional.
Very unemotional, which is good. But you need to be willing to and have that where you have that fire, have that aggressiveness. And
right, so
I think he's
turn it on.
And the thing is, like when I play against him, he against me, he plays like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like I said. If he just plays against everybody else like he plays against me, he wins so much more.
Right.
And it's like, the other thing is I'm noticing he loses to people he shouldn't lose to.
Okay.
And like I don't know, I'm probably gonna talk to you. I'm probably gonna talk to him about that. It's like, well, he's too good for that.
Well, it's we were just having the conversation in our last broadcast with Sammy about the fact that he was 13 when he turned pro, and so was Billy. And that's like the youngest age of a pro. But now he's about to turn pro master, and we're not sure when Billy turned pro master. 18?
Probably.
18, 19?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
Yeah. So we got to find out that statistic. But if Sammy were to do that again, you know, and become, let's say, master this next year, well, being 16, that would be maybe break the record. Who knows?
You're not that close, are you? How many points do you have?
I have like 3,200 in singles and 38 in doubles.
Okay, so you have 1,200 to go.
Which isn't bad.
Yeah, for sure.
Not bad.
Yeah, I think Sam will be, I think he's going to start consistently beating Masters. Like, I think I
knocking
do.
Knocking at the door.
Yeah, I think he's going to, I think he's going to beat most people. I really do. And, he's cheering for him.
Yeah. Oh, awesome, man. So I got to ask you the other question, too, is because this weekend was championship format. So how do you feel about that?
I was in the finals of all the main events, so obviously I'm going to be a little skewed.
You're happy.
But for me, I like it a lot I lost two of them, but I still like it. I play every match like a single elimination. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Like, I never think, oh, I have the loser's bracket to play for. You know? I've never thought like that. So it's like, the way I've had it in my head this weekend is like, I don't care. I don't care what the format is. It could be 2 out of 3. What could be races? I don't care. I'm going to play the same way, you know?
Gotcha.
But overall, I think it's good.
Well, it's more predictable for the timing of the matches, right?
Yes.
So you can have a huge crowd of people because they're ready to watch the finals, and the finals are at a specific time. Everybody's there. Everybody's fired up to watch.
Yeah, singles. That's why they were able to do singles. And the other thing that Mary's been doing that's really, really good is she plans out each event. She sets the time for like each winner's bracket round.
Right.
So on the chart it'll say like match at 2 o'clock, and then all the matches are playing. Like that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like I told her that is the way to go, and she says she's going to keep doing it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, until you try new things, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and how people are going to react. I mean, some people are sort of like, I don't know, man. I kind of like coming through the loser's bracket, but I mean, how many people can say they actually can do that on a consistent basis?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. And, hey, sometimes upsets happen. It happens in every sport. You know, you get into a match or a game and you think there's an underdog, and that underdog wins.
Yeah.
That happens, you know. So it's the reality of the sport. And if you don't like that, well, maybe you try another sport. I don't know.
Yeah, and, like the thing, the issue with the – well, okay, the good thing about the double elimination, the way they've always done it, is that the best player – has the best chance of winning.
Right.
You know, because like how many times has Tony or Ryan or whoever lost a match or whatever and they came back and double dip.
Yep.
It's like so you're gonna get the best player winning most of the time. But
sometimes there could be just a dark horse in the race, man, that suddenly came out of nowhere.
And it makes it more, but like the thing that's weird about it is like, let's say you win the winner's bracket. It's like, okay, I'm going to have to play against that person again, you know?
Yep.
And, I think this is the way to go for sure overall.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's good to hear. Now, we're always looking for innovation, new ideas, changing the sport, not necessarily for the sake of change, but things that are positive but also productive and everybody can benefit from, you know? There are other formats out there. By the way, in your home state, they're now doing what's called the Florida State Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to go back for that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Okay. I'm probably not, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I need to figure out what tournaments I'm going to.
Sure.
I may. I mean, the money they had for that Romp of the Swamp was good.
Right.
The only thing that deters me from that tournament is the fact that it's like you go there with your partner, and then after the rounds you draw a random partner.
Right, you have to play in the Swiss system.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, if I want to buy a flight to go all the way down there, I mean, like, you have the opportunity to win $2,300, but it's like, do I want to go that far and then get a beginner player? And
right. Understood. Well, hey, you play with beginners once in a while and do pretty well. I got to say that the innovation, of course, Florida is exhibiting, and there's other places around the country, Moneyball in Oregon. I mean, they're doing different stuff.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
You know, fingers crossed that we see a variety and they're all successful, but who knows? We'll have to wait and see. So what's the one tournament you know you're going to next?
Vegas.
Vegas, got
Las
it.
Vegas, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, so.
Yeah.
And do you have a partner for that yet?
Yeah, I'm playing with Ryan Moore.
Ryan, wow, seriously?
Yeah.
And Sammy, you're going to Vegas?
It's still in the air, but
okay.
Probably, yes.
Who do you think you'll play with?
I really do not know yet.
Okay. Yeah. No commitment is a commitment. That's cool, right? But I wish you both luck. You know, with the classic, man. That's a big deal. That's
I'm excited for it because I played the Hall of Fame Classic twice.
That's it.
I've only played it twice, and I haven't been since 2019.
So let's project into the future here. We got 2026 and the World Cup coming up. I have a feeling that maybe one or both of you guys may end up on the team. How do you think that'll go?
It's going to be very interesting. Like there's like six or seven people that are 100% going to be on the team, and that kind of leaves two spots.
Okay.
And it's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Sam go play juniors and win that. I think that's what I would like to see.
Yeah. I mean, doing it on the world scale.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And for America, the gold medal.
The thing is, Jacob is going to be interesting. It's going to depend on how much you guys win in the next year, or how what happens with that. But it would be so cool to see Jacob and Sam play in junior doubles. That'd be awesome.
Yep, unstoppable.
Yeah, it's really cool that we have all these newer players coming out because in Europe they have a lot more juniors. They have a lot more they have a lot more depth.
Right.
They have way more players that are at a higher level compared to us. And they have more players in general, so that makes sense.
But bigger pool.
Much bigger pool. And but it's cool that we still have we have Jacob, Sam, Evan McGregor also. And it's good that we have people that are younger generation actually are being really good.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's second generation, but that's okay. You know, we'll take it.
Yeah.
No biggie.
Yeah.
But yeah, kudos to Eric Balkos and how he's raising, Jacob and Maya. And Maya has become a fierce competitor as well all of a sudden.
Yeah.
She did well this weekend. And, when you think about the everybody who's, you're 25?
Yeah.
So everybody who's 25 and under that's playing right now, there's some amazing talent. There's a block of players that we haven't seen the likes of in a long time.
Yeah. Because for me, I kind of quit playing when Jacob started playing and started getting good. So I've only been to two or three of the tournaments that he's been at, and actually a really good player.
No doubt.
So, it's good. Hope we get some more too.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed for that. But I think foosball is here to stay. And to anybody who thinks that foosball is falling off the edge of the planet, ain't happening. We're sticking with this, and this is because of you guys and your talent. It's just amazing. Thank you so much, both of you, for playing this weekend and just putting on a great show. You know, that's what it's all about. It's entertaining. It's emotional. I found myself yelling for both you guys yesterday. And I had to apologize to Ryan after his match with Sammy because I said, man, I don't know if you heard me, but I was cheering for Sam pretty loud. He's like, I get it. It's cool.
Yeah.
No problem.
But that is something we need more in football. We need more cheering.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks so much for making this a great episode. We're coming back tonight around 9 o'clock for Foos Talk Live with Randy Raposo. In the meantime, we're going to be talking to other people, but you guys, you're the score of the day. We got both you dudes at the same time. So, again, Tommy Yore and, of course, Sammy Dejean making the scene here on Foosball Radio on the road. And, again, we'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock, around 9 o'clock for Foosball Radio. I'm Tom Robinson. Thanks for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of Foosball Radio, all rights reserved. Our sincere thanks to all our Patreon supporters. Foosball Radio. On the road.